Delaware's Dogfish Head Brewery goes through hundreds of thousands of gallons of water each and every day. WHYY's Shirley Min recently visited the brewers to check out a $9 million investment that Dogfish Head says will significantly cut back on its water usage.
Looking down on Dogfish Head's fully automated bottling line, it's clear the beer business in Milton is doing very well. CEO Nick Ben says Dogfish Head's on pace to churn out nearly 8 million gallons of beer this year, and it has to pull even more water from its well.
For us, we operate about 3.5 gallons of water is necessary to make 1 gallon of beer. So it's about a 3.5-to-1 ratio.
The 2.5 gallons that don't make it into your pint glass is considered wastewater, as is the 75,000 gallons Dogfish Head uses every day to clean its pipes and tanks.
It's not what people think of at home, you know, number one, number two going down the drain. This is agricultural products.
The way it works now, tanker trucks haul all of that wastewater to local farms at least 10 times a day. The grass loves it. But if it's raining, Dogfish has nowhere to put the wastewater.
It's kind of like the human body. At some point, the body will break down if it can't get rid of its waste products.
In other words, the brewery has to stop making beer, and no beer means no money. That's why Dogfish Head poured $9 million into an on-site facility it hopes will allow it to clean and reuse its wastewater. Engineering manager Matt Eisenman oversees the project.
So this will help us reduce the amount of water significantly that we can pull from the well. The process of taking it to fields has always been a stopgap for us.
He explains wastewater from the brewery will eventually make its way to a 1 million gallon tank called a digester, located behind the brewery. It's full of microbes and bacteria that love the stuff in the water. The fluid will then undergo rigorous filtration.
The goal of that is to create a water that's clear, meets drinking quality standards, doesn't smell, and we can use it back in the brewery to clean our pipes and tanks.
Eisenman's still working out some of the kinks, but says he's close. Meantime, Benz and Eisenman say Dogfish Head is spending less on electricity, thanks to all those little critters inside the digester.
It gives off, just like humans when they have too many beans, it gives off methane gas.
So we're able to take that methane and capture it, run it through an engine, and create power from it.
And we'll generate about 40% of our annual electricity needs off of just the waste gases from the bugs eating the material.
Eisenman's optimistic they can tweak the process and get it up and running by November. From the Delaware desk, I'm Shirley Min, WHYY News.